Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and let's talk to David Haas. Do I call you Dave, David, or Davey?
Davey.
Like, I take it off.
Davey.
Davey, you call me Davey.
Davey's the best.
That's nice. Yeah. All right.
Davey Gravy.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, so Miracle Method. I have not used Miracle Method yet, but I want to. I'm on the website right now, miraclemethod.com. I am amazed at all the projects you can do.
Yeah, a lot of different things going on, and listeners can go to miraclemethod.com/WGN. And see what we've got going on here locally. We tend to talk about bathroom safety a lot down here, but we can really go all over the place.
Well, is there some statistic for how many people fall in the bath or shower?
Well, I would be making that up if I said that to you.
I mean, yes, there is. Do any of us know it? No, not yet.
I'll look it up.
But what we can be sure of is that if you're going to slip and fall, it's very likely to be in that room. And that room has become really the most likely place where that thing could happen to you.
Yes, my husband's conditioner that he uses on his hair, maybe it's my conditioner, I'm not sure, but when you go to step in our shower, it's pretty slippery, and I'm not getting any younger, you know, so how can you prevent falls?
Well, one thing that we will bring over and show you a sample of is this great safety mat called Aqua Grip, and this thing is taken right out of the boating world. It's a closed cell foam system. You might have seen it on a nice boat, something of that nature, but it is incredibly slip resistant. And when I first learned about the product, I mean, absolutely the first thing that I did was put it in my kids' bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're nice and low to the ground, but a lot of slip and fall action happened in there, and that is it's just a phenomenal way to make the bathroom safer.
What is it? It's a mat? Explain it a little bit.
Think of it like a bath mat, and that's exactly what it is, but Aqua Grip has a nice little name for it. But just that foam system, I mean, it's again, being that it's coming out of the boating industry, it's like wine proof and gasoline proof, and you know, it's easy to clean, and you rinse it off, but I mean, really, the most slip resistant thing that I have come across.
You said wine proof?
Yeah, so
I don't know about everybody else, but
yeah, absolutely.
I enjoy a shower wine every once in a while.
Oh, I have shower beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's normal, right? Wait. Right now, there's at least three of us. That's normal.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
That's more than 50%.
I was struck by the gasoline proof. I go, wow. Okay. How often do I shower with gasoline trying to get that roofing tar off?
Well, just get it off, right? Yeah, that makes sense. How thick is that product?
So it's about a quarter inch.
So can
or
you...
So thick. There's a nice little beveled edge there that makes it look nice.
Picture you had a roll-in shower, right? Mm-hmm. ADA, and you have a client that's mobility challenged but can stand still, but you're wheeling them in. Can a wheelchair go over that?
Yeah, very
easily,
yeah?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's great to hear.
Yep.
How do you clean that?
Just like you would clean any other
with
surface.
Gas, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the best way to clean it, and it's gas-proof.
Just like any other surface, just light cleaning more often.
And you have to take it out?
No, we install it, and it stays there.
Oh, it's not like suction cups?
Yeah, that is a key part. Let me take it out. I will try to avoid all suction cup mats if possible. I think that's a good thing for any listener to know, especially if you're not very diligent about taking it in and out, the mildew will build up quite quickly.
So how does the mildew not build up around this?
So let's think of it like a big sticker. And,
okay.
And so we do, you know, we do our work. Sometimes we're making repairs or resurfacing or refinishing that bathtub, and then we'll prepare that surface and put this mat down.
So it's
call
in
it like
place.
A semi-permanent because it could come up if we needed to, or if you, if you did find a way to damage it. I mean, there's certainly some things you see, some strange things out there. Not the strange things that you see.
I win.
I guess here's your trophy? ?
Yeah, last a very long time. The manufacturer's in here in McHenry, Illinois, and I'm just really proud to be working with them.
All right, well, I'm glad we now know it's a semi-permanent thing.
Yeah,
because I really thought it was just a mat that you stick there.
Yeah, like anybody could get it, right?
Right.
But no, it takes more.
It's a little different, and it's just a special project.
Because my boys' bathroom, I am not spending money on to get it fixed because they're in their 20s. They still live at home with me, and I don't care. I mean,
well,
really.
In their 20s, they should be paying for that bathroom, right? So, sorry, Wendy. Let's get them.
This is when you hire
them off your payroll.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, actually, this is our relationship has been phenomenal.
Yeah,
on,
I can
on
imagine.
That design, right? So we sit with the customer, go over their needs and wants, and then it's mm-hmm. like, hey, that could be $30,000 to remodel your bathroom, or we could do this quick fix for under $5,000.
That's
right?
Awesome.
And make these changes. And we've had a great partnership together of just doing just that. And yeah. Some of those old Chicago, well, we got one next week. Yay. But like, the whole bathroom's tiled. So mm-hmm. then you got to pull all the tile, pull all the plaster. Oof. I mean, it's just a huge mess. And now we can just say, hey, let's just repair this tile closest to match. David will come in. I'll say the word epoxy. He hates that because it's not. It's way better. Mm. Can I say way better than epoxy?
Yeah, I mean, I think epoxy has its place. We use acrylic and resins. We don't. We absolutely use some epoxy situations. But,
sure.
I mean, we work together a lot.
Well, all right. So that's great. Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer, and David Haas, Miracle Method. I love when you guys all come together. And we'll continue talking about this and other things. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. And yes, David Hochberg is off. We are talking all these Davids in my life.
A lot of Davids. That's why he's Davy now.
Davy Haas, yeah. We're talking to from Miracle Method.
So the number 235,000 individuals from 15 years and up fall in bathrooms a year.
Mm. Wow.
In the United States, right? So bathroom safety. I know we get stuck on bathroom safety, but like you have that mat. What's that? What's it called again?
Aqua Grip.
Cool name, right? Yeah. So in our shower, we just have like a, you know, the suction cup type mm-hmm. thing. What do you have, Janelle, in yours?
I actually
for safety.
I have grip tape that I got in bulk because, you know, skateboards.
And, sure, because you like skateboarding.
And I cut skulls out of them. And
okay, because you're artsy and odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. It works great.
I'm sure.
You are just the coolest chick ever. Yeah. You really are.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah.
We had, we didn't put them on, but when we bought the house, there were little polka dots, which I love, of appliques. And they're gross and ugly, and I can't get them off the tub. And Janelle, I imagine you're going to have little
skull-shaped shadows. Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen like flowers. Have you seen like the flowers?
Flowers and stripes and patterns and bumblebees and all sorts of things.
How do you get those off?
Yeah. Well, so for one, if you are trying to get them off at your home and you're just, like a hair dryer, try a heat gun, something like a hair dryer and try to get underneath it. But moreover, once you, depending on how long they've been there, and it doesn't take very long, but they
30
will,
years they've been there.
Oof, there is a hot minute.
Yeah, there are going to be circle outlines, mm-hmm. and because your tub will have been etched into that, and so this is where tub refinishing can come in and save the day, really, because we'll fill all those little circles and make it look nice, and then of course if you like that bathroom safety mat, you put that over top of it, but you still have to fix. You want to fix that stuff that's underneath.
We have a text from 773. I have a home in Arlington Heights. It's almost 100 years old. I have the original bathtub, which I love. However, it needs to be recoated or whatever it's called. What would you suggest?
Yeah, that is perfect. So I would say to the listener, visit us here, miraclemethod.com/WGN. We'll come take a look at it. There's a Janelle passionate about bugs and things, and I love saving old things and keeping.
I feel bad for your wife. I don't know. Yeah.
Quarter alert.
I don't know.
Well, think about more functional. I think like a bathtub or fixtures.
Yeah, it's not broken. I mean, it just needs some love.
You know, we worked on last couple months ago. We worked on this guy had a sink from a ship from the 1880s.
What?
And that's cool.
And he had sort of like refabricated this thing to function again, but it was sort of, you know, I mean, it was old and,
well, yeah.
and we were and it was cracked and we brought it into the shop and we were able to completely restore it, and that is really a neat thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Sure. And it's an artistic thing, and that's not something that we do every day, but I would encourage our listeners out there to find, you know, something challenging like that. I mean, we do clawfoot tubs and we do all sorts of things.
Very cool.
630, hi Wendy, tell David hello from me. We're going to call you Davey today.
Yeah, you can.
Miracle Method had done bathrooms in two of our homes. Fantastic quality service. David is absolutely amazing. Karen, the olive oil lady in Glen Ellen.
Yeah, from Glen Ellen. Ooh. Oh, we love it. Yeah.
We love an olive
projects.
Oil lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that is.
I don't
good.
Have customers like that. Roy, you got customers like that that'll just give you olive oil or things like that? Like come bearing gifts? Probably. You're Roy. they're gonna bring you anything. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, yeah. What am I? Who am I kidding? Right? Yeah. Forget about it.
Wow. All right, and something else, and somebody wanted to know what that mat was called again. Aqua Grip.
Aqua Grip. Yeah, but reach out to us and we'll take care of it for you.
Well, I've got to give you a call because you know people talk about small children and stuff. We don't have anything in our shower, and my wife is always jumping in the shower. She says, "I'm going to go jump in the shower." I said, "Be careful! You know,
people fall. How many people fall? You know."
So we definitely gotta
jump in the shower real quick. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
So you mentioned resurfacing tubs, or what is it called? Refinishing?
Yeah,
what is
I
it?
Mean, you can reglazing. Use those too. Okay. All of these words sort of will.
All right.
Work.
Tubs, sinks, countertop. Is it like everything?
Walls. Yeah. Any flat. Yeah. What? Any flat or vertical surface, right?
Yeah. So I mean, really, the surface. There's an application for any type of surface, and you maybe the prep process changes a little bit, or you know, there's different things that you can do or recommend. But this is really the core offering of what we do is tubs, tile, kitchen countertops, laminate. I mean, people move into a house with a big, huge granite countertop, and they hate the color, and it's going to be $10,000 and
more. It's going to be more.
To replace it, maybe more.
Yeah.
And so this is a chance to try something different, try another color, try it out. I mean, it'll certainly add life to your surface. 10 to 15
years
minimum.
I didn't know you did that. Interesting.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about bathrooms.
Bathrooms, yeah, I know. It's always, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But kitchen counters are great. I mean, we do kitchen cabinets, all sorts of different things.
Oh, wow.
What, so we had a texter call in or text in that just said, hey, that easy step, how much is that easy step? And maybe just for our listeners to explain what the easy step is.
Yeah, yeah. This is a phenomenal thing.
I love it.
And it's a time and money saver for our listeners here, where we cut the side of the bathtub out. So think of a U shape, and then we install this manufactured piece, or sometimes we make custom things, and significantly less expensive than removing that bathtub and putting a shower in. Mostly for people with some mobility challenges, or just the bathtub's really high; it's hard to get your legs over it. As you age, or maybe you had a knee replacement, there's a lot of reasons that your mobility could be challenged, but this is a less expensive way to lower that threshold. And then you have something as lower than a stair to get into that bathtub.
And safety involved as well, because if you are like stepping over the side,
yep, exactly,
and someone used conditioner,
definitely your husband, not you at all. But Jeremy, it's starting at somewhere like $1,500, and it's not going to go astronomical here, because
maybe 3,000 max.
We're trying to fill this gap for folks that don't want or don't have the means to rip it all out and replace it.
Well, and I think, like, look at our alternatives, right? So tub to shower conversion, that could be a $15,000 to $20,000 cost just in itself. Or they got those delightfully unsexy walk-in tubs that I just cannot stand, and they cost a fortune. They're just the worst idea ever. Like, I just tell customers, go get a hot tub if you want that. Don't buy those things. So the easy step is just an awesome solution for our customers. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you can fix it again, right? So we'll have customers say, like, hey, that's cool, but doesn't that devalue my house if I only have one tub? And then I go to sell it, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they could put it back. I don't know what that looks like. Wow. I don't know how they do that. Like, abracadabra.
David just
has
this giant warehouse where he's collecting everyone's old.
Yeah. Well, he likes old stuff. He likes to collect old stuff. So makes sense.
In this case, yeah, if we, and a lot of the bathtubs are able to be fixed and refinished, and we'll leave the piece with your customer. You put it in your attic or garage.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's not storing it. Good call, Dave.
Smart.
Sure.
I learned so much from this show, and I thought it was David Hochberg that was the smart one.
Oh, wait a second. God. Why did you ever think
he's
that?
He's just the loudest.
He's a mortgage guy. I don't know. I mean, he's fun. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, he's a blast.
Yeah.
This is probably my last time filling in for him after saying that. All right. So, Davey Haas, miraclemethod.com.
Yes. Yeah, miraclemethod.com/WGN.
All right.
And we'd love you, or 630-832-2250.